Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 455 for Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were weaker Tuesday morning, reacting to a bearish acreage report from Statistics Canada. StatsCan pegged 2015 canola acreage at 19.8 million, up from the 19.4 million acres estimated in their April report. Last year, 20.2 million acres of canola were seeded in Western Canada. The figures were as of June 11th, which means more adjustments to acreage are likely as they may not reflect the killing frosts seen in late May and early June. Canola values were anywhere from 40 cents to $4 lower, November down $1.20 at $519.40 per ton. Spillover pressure from the decline seen in outside oilseed markets added to the bearish tone, as did profit-taking ahead of the month's end. Continued talk that canola is looking expensive relative to other oilseeds also weighed on the market. Though ongoing concerns about reduced Canadian canola production prospects due to unfavorable drought conditions in parts of Western Canada remained supportive. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar also limited the losses as it made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were bouncing on both sides on the plus-minus line as traders awaited the USDA's planting projections and stocks report, due out at 11 o'clock Central Time Tuesday morning. Soybean futures were down anywhere from half a cent to 4 cents, the most active November contract down 3 cents at $9.77 per bushel. Profit-taking ahead of the USDA report and the end of the month weighed on prices. Traders expect the USDA to increase U.S. soybean acreage and stocks in the report. Strong competition from large South American supplies on the export market was also bearish. Though ongoing worries about excess moisture causing disease problems in the U.S. soybean crop limited the downside. Corn futures were up slightly as the USDA reported the crop was 68% good to excellent as of Sunday, down 3 percentage points from the week prior. Wet weather in the U.S. Midwest is taking a toll on crop conditions. Values for corn were anywhere from steady to 2 cents higher, December up 1 cent at $4.03 per bushel. Reports that farmers in China will be reducing their corn acreage in 2016 were also supportive, though light profit taking ahead of the USDA's planting projections report was bearish. Chicago wheat futures were narrowly mixed following a recent rally and ahead of the USDA report. Values for wheat were anywhere from 3 cents higher to 1 cent lower. December was unchanged at $5.90 per bushel. Expectations that the USDA will show large stockpiles of the commodity in their report Tuesday morning further undermined values. On the other side, worries about wet weather, increasing disease problems, and slowing the winter wheat harvest were supportive. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Taryn Shields.